the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to our pledge drive, our last day of our pledge drive. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up This Morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with David Dawson and Damian Collado. Well, you guys, good morning.
Hey.
This is the last day.
Home stretch.
Of our summer pledge drive.
That's right. That's right. So let's wrap it up with a bang, as they say. I'm going to give out the number right now, 855-341-5199. ccradio.help if you want to give online. Each day has gotten better and better.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
And the people have been participating and really supporting us. And our listeners, we love you. And we thank you so much for doing that. And we hope the momentum continues. And we always offer up our show with the beginning process of a prayer. So let's do that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Jesus, open my heart to your words. Help me to believe, even if it hurts or demands that I change my ideas. Raise me up above my own prejudices and insecurities. Show me what to change in my life. I want to do it in order to love you more fully and to delight more deeply in your friendship and love. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Saint Ephrem.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Yes, we will learn more about St. Ephrem later on in today's show, but we have a wonderful lineup for our last day of our summer pledge drive. Dr. John Bergsma joins us in 18 minutes. He's a professor of theology at Franciscan University at Steubenville, and today he's going to be talking about the St. Paul Center Emmaus Academy course called The Evangelist. So he'll give us details about
that. He is so good. I love this guy.
He is.
Yes, he is fantastic.
Yes.
You hear him on the Sunrise Morning Show, and he's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, I always enjoy having him on Wake Up as well. And this is going to be a fun segment. In 35 minutes, Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, will join us. And you definitely want to join in on this interesting segment because we have some things to give away.
Yes.
So that's coming up in 35 minutes. And in 48 minutes, we love our friend Terry Dixon. He's the Director of Communications of the Diocese of Biloxi and editor of the Gulf Fine Catholic newspaper. He's going to be giving us an update of what you'll be finding in this week's issue. But yeah, that number to call, like Damian said earlier on today, is 855-341-5199. Or you can go online at ccradio.help and become a monthly donor as well. Thank you to all those who have become monthly donors this
week. That means a lot.
New Coffee Club members, mm-hmm. new donors in general. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We see you. And thank you so much for your generosity during our pledge drive.
Absolutely. This helps us out a great deal. And actually, it's helping you out a great deal because you're investing in your radio station. You know, you hired us just to push mm-hmm. the buttons and keep it on the air, but you're the one keeping it going. So I can't thank you enough for that.
We appreciate it for sure. Mm-hmm. Weather-wise,
mm-hmm. all right.
Beautiful sunrise if you had a chance to look at it.
I did.
If not, it's going to be a beautiful morning and 15% chance of rain this afternoon, less than it has been over the past few days. So high is going to be 95, still warming up each and every day, low 73 for the weekend and the super regionals. At LSU, pretty much the same type of temperatures, 30 to 20% chance of rain in the afternoons, both Saturday and Sunday. And again, the highs are going to be in around the mid-90s for both days. And then around the area right now, the cool spot on the North Shore, it's 70 degrees. In New Orleans, it's 78. Home of Thibodeau, 74. Gulfport, 72. Same holds true for Baton Rouge, 72 degrees. All right, there's your forecast. Hopefully, we'll have a good weekend. In the meantime, mm-hmm. stick around. We've got a lot more on Wake Up.
Mm-hmm. A good Friday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Up to this point, Jesus' opponents have challenged him with many questions. However, they have been so completely routed that they are now silent because Jesus' answers are publicly humiliating them. Jesus, however, is not interested in their sterile game of one-upsmanship. Rather, he wants to penetrate their hard hearts. Therefore, Jesus now takes the initiative by raising a provocative question. He asks them, "How do the scribes claim that the Messiah is the son of David?" Jesus' purpose is to prompt his listeners to reflect more deeply on what the scriptures reveal about the Messiah, the promised son of David. Jesus begins by affirming the inspiration of Psalm 110 by the Holy Spirit, and by extension, all scripture. In its original context, Psalm 110 was an enthronement hymn sung at the coronation of the kings of Judah. In it, the new king is promised royal dominion and victory over his enemies. With the monarchy crushed centuries earlier, this psalm was now understood as a prophecy anticipating the coming of the Messiah, the royal descendant of David, who would receive kingship and would restore sovereignty to Israel. But this raises a question. How can he be David's son if David himself calls him Lord? In the culture of the time, it would be unthinkable for a father, much less a king, to address his son as Lord, but that is the inspired reality. Clearly, then, David venerates the Messiah as someone superior to himself. What then does that reveal about the majesty of the Messiah? Could he be Lord in the sense that Yahweh himself is the Lord? So in raising this question, Jesus points to the mystery of the incarnation, foreshadowed centuries earlier in Psalm 110. And therefore, Jesus' question is a challenge and an opportunity to look beyond externals and believe that Jesus is the Son of David and his Lord, for he is the God-man. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy Baby, and thank you, Jimmy Father Chris. And thank you all for tuning in to Wake Up. 855-341-5199, 855-341-5199. I know you guys may be tired of hearing that phone number.
But at the same time,
we have to, and because, hey, it's just part of the process.
It is.
And we appreciate all that y'all have done. I'd like to share a few donors' names, if I can. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lee from Covington. By the way, there's a wide spectrum of where these donations
are
coming
from. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Lee from Covington, cool. $100. Joe from Thibodeau, $100.
Thank you, Joe.
Irene from Baton Rouge, $50. And Gary from Gretna across the river.
There we go.
$500.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're going to call him G-Man.
G-Man.
Yeah. Thank you, G-Man from Gretna.
And really, they've been coming in as far as Mississippi.
Oh, you know, Pennsylvania. What are you talking about?
I forgot about Pennsylvania. Thank you. I believe it's Pat. Was that Pat?
Yes. Patrick. Patrick from Kennett Square.
Yes.
Patrick from Kennett Square has always been a wonderful supporter of Catholic Community Media from the beginning. So, well, really for a few years ago, so since before COVID, but gotten to know Patrick, sent him some stuff up there as well when we got our app.
Yes.
So he was promoting Catholic Community Media through our app up in the wonderful state of Pennsylvania. But Damian, I wanted to talk about the coffee club because we have gotten so many new coffee club members during our summer pledge drive. It has been absolutely incredible. So The Coffee Club is a $30 a month recurring donation, and when you join the Coffee Club, you will receive a Catholic Community Media travel tumbler and a bag of River Road coffees. So become a Coffee Club member and or become a monthly recurring donor. So $20 a month, $10 a month. A lot of people have done that as yes. well, mm-hmm. but the monthly donors, recurring donors, are the backbone of our radio station.
They really are.
That's what sustains us. That's yes. correct. And it's all made possible. The dollars that you give have actually allowed us to reach out to people like Pat in Pennsylvania by yeah. going to ccradio.help. You can give online, but we are able to stream all across the spectrum of
the
internet in mm-hmm. a way, because mm-hmm. we have so many. What are the various ways these days, Abby, that we can reach people by way of the internet?
Yeah, so we have our YouTube channel, Catholic Community Media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Catholic Community Media. The Twitter is LA Catholic Media. But of course, our app. You can download it for free in your Apple App Store or Google Play. Make sure you search Catholic Community Radio. We're working on getting a new app, and that also takes donations and a lot of time as well. Downloading and creating an app is quite challenging.
It's pretty
but
tedious.
Our app, yes. Our app has reached so many people, especially on vacation. So whenever we have our regular listeners going on vacation in other countries mm-hmm. and still tuning in on our app, mm-hmm. that shows the power of what we're doing in your donations.
How many downloads of our app are there now, Gabby?
So currently we have over 5,000 downloads just on our app.
That is wonderful.
So
that
it's a lot, fantastic. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
so we're worldwide.
CCRadio.help yes. is how you help us. 855-341-5199. Just a few more folks I'd like to mention. Joyce from Metairie, $50. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Yes.
Ellen from Baton Rouge, $25. Maureen from New Orleans, $50 donation. And Donna from Destrehan, $25. And there's many more. We'll get to you as the day goes on. But right now, if you want to contribute, 855-341-5199. That's the number to call.
Most definitely. And if any donation of $50 or more during our summer pledge drive, we will send you a copy of Matthew Kelly's book, Holy Moments, A Handbook for the Rest of Your Life. So please call and donate 855-341-5199 or online at ccradio.help. Damien, it's our last day.
It is. So help yep. us spread God's love. And more importantly, let us continue to tune your heart to the truth, because that is our goal here, is to tune your heart to the truth and to tell the truth. Don't go too far. We have a good interview coming up in just a second.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Ephrem. Born in Syria early in the 4th century, Ephrem took upon himself the special task of opposing the many false doctrines so rampant in his era. One way he did so was by taking the popular songs of heretical groups and using their melodies, composing beautiful hymns embodying Orthodox doctrine. Ephrem became one of the first to introduce song into the church's public worship as a means of instruction for the faithful. He is also known as the Harp of the Holy Spirit. Ephrem became famous as a teacher and was ordained a deacon, but he declined to become a priest. Although he was not a man of great scholarship, his works reflect deep insight and knowledge of the scriptures. They also show his holiness. In writing about the mysteries of humanity's redemption, Ephrem reveals a sympathetic spirit and a great devotion to the humanity of Jesus and Mary. His poetic account of the Last Judgment is said to have inspired Dante. Ephrem preferred a simple, austere life. He spent many years living in a small cave overlooking the city of Edessa. It is there he died in 373. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're listening to Wake Up on our last day of our summer pledge drive. That number to call and donate is 855-341-5199 or online at ccradio.help. And your donations is what keeps the morning show on the air. And to tune in to wonderful guests like Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. John Bergsma is a professor of theology over at the beautiful campus of Franciscan University at Steubenville. You guys, I will never forget my trip to Steubenville during a conference in high school. Absolutely beautiful.
Really?
And today he's going to be talking about the St. Paul Center with Emmaus Academy. And we've talked about it before, but he has a course called The Evangelist. And yes, when you're from Baton Rouge and you see hills, you get excited.
Yeah.
So, and Steubenville is on a giant hill. Good morning, Dr. Bergsma. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, Gabby. It's a real pleasure to be on with you.
Looking forward to talking a little bit more about the St. Paul Center Emmaus Academy. We've talked about it before on Wake Up, but for those who aren't familiar, can you tell our listeners a little bit about this wonderful academy and online course?
Absolutely. So this is kind of university quality with in-home convenience. That's kind of how I'd sum up Emmaus Academy. We at the St. Paul Center developed this resource in response to so many Catholics around the country that are getting excited about their faith, are getting back into Scripture, maybe have done the Bible through the year with Father Mike Schmitz, and are looking for, you know, how can I go deeper without having to quit my job and move to Steubenville, Ohio, or someplace like that. And, for just $25 a month, the Emmaus Academy has high production quality courses, complete with, university professors and, self-quizzing that you can take at your own pace and delve into topics like the Gospels, the Magisterium, the Blessed Mother, how do I understand her apparitions? How do I make her a bigger part of my daily spiritual life? We just have a fantastic, gamut, a whole banquet of different courses that folks can delve into to make that next step in their Catholic faith.
I love this because you're paying a fee of $25 a month to learn more about our faith, to learn the theological part of our faith as well, and to maybe answer those questions that you're maybe too afraid to answer, or you're like, oh, wait, yeah, I should have known that. I love this. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the short courses that are offered?
Absolutely. I've got a short course on the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We are familiar with them, of course, all familiar from listening to them at Mass. But at Mass, they kind of come at us out of the blue. We get a reading from John. We get a reading from Matthew. What is, the actual character of the book? How are these books written? How are they structured? How are these different evangelists different in their personality and their personal life and their vocation and the gift that they are to the church? So I delve into all four of those men who wrote arguably the most famous books in world history. So, but it's not just that. We have Father Daniel Klimek, good friend of mine, Franciscan priest, with us up at Franciscan University. He wrote a doctoral dissertation published with Oxford University Press on Marian apparitions.
Oh, wow.
And he's got an entire course on Mary. If you don't know him already, he's one of these mystical friars. He practically walks 2 feet off the ground all the time. to listen to him expound on the Blessed Mother is just amazing. And then my good friend Mike Cirilla talking about the Magisterium and how to understand teaching that comes out of the Vatican is a topic he's worked on for 30 years. And it's such a holy man, too. So, Dr. Scott Hahn, of course, has several on there. You can take Introduction to St. Paul with Dr. Hahn, which is kind of like taking Paul from St. Paul himself.
yeah, exactly.
Basically, Dr. Hahn is like the spirit of St. Paul in the modern world. So many wonderful courses that we have on this, and just so excited to offer them to people.
I love this. I think this is also a great opportunity for parishes to maybe put together a little, mission where they go and maybe dive into a topic like Marian apparitions, or a women's Bible study where they dive into women's scripture. I also saw that, or women in the Bible. I saw that on your website as well. Dr. Bergsma, we're so busy. I don't know about during the summer, maybe things have slowed down, but life gets a little bit crazy. How do we make time to do something like this? Because I think this is a great idea.
Absolutely, and it's so convenient and so in-home. A great way is, hey, when you're winding down at night, these are just like 20-minute lessons.
Oh, wow.
When you when you're wrapping up in the evening and maybe you're, you know, having a drink with your spouse or something like that, and you can sit down and watch one of these in 20 minutes, and the production quality is wonderful. I mean, they're just beautiful to watch, very easy to understand. Each session comes with a little, like a 5-minute quiz at the end to help you kind of collect your thoughts and make sure you got the main points from the lesson. But it's so easy to deliver. You can even do it with your kids, with your family. You can say, hey, we're going to watch one of these a night after dinner, you know, wrap up dinner, get a little ice cream for dessert, and sit down in the family room and watch one of these. And it's amazing how much you can learn about the faith in just a small amount of time per evening.
So this is something that's kind of easily understandable then, if you're talking about bringing kids into the picture, or, you know, it's not something that's too cerebral or lofty, that where, you know, just your basic guy like me can understand what you're talking about, right?
Definitely. Right. I think, you know, kids from upper elementary on up will appreciate this. Of course, some are more in-depth and some are more accessible, but I think everybody's going to really enjoy watching these.
Great. I will say this, Dr. Bergsma. I'm sorry, Gabby. I just wanted to say real quick, what you have done, my wife and I read the Word of the Lord every week because we prepare for the Mass, and you have a wonderful book about the Old Testament, all of the readings for the week that just delves into deeper preparation. So I can only imagine what this is like.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, that's my Word of the Lord series on the Sunday readings. And I take some of that material and put it into the course on the evangelist that I've got on Amazing Academy.
Great. Yep.
Well, there's also a section on personal prayer, so how we can dive deeper into our prayer life and look at different ways about that as well. So where can we go to find out more information about this, Dr. John or Dr. Bergsma, and find out how we can get started?
Sure, Dr. John is fine. I get that all the time. It's hard to pronounce. But stpaulcenter.com, it's so easy. Just all lowercase, no dots or anything, but just stpaulcenter.com. And you go there and, you know, Emmaus Academy is splashed on the page. You can get a free trial for a couple of weeks. Just check it out and take a course or two and see if it's for you before you commit. It's just a tremendous resource, and we're so excited to get it out into the hands of people.
I'm going to check that out. That sounds really good.
Yeah. And also, you know, there's so many things to learn about the faith. I feel like we can never stop learning. Are things updated regularly? Are there new courses updated?
Every month we're adding new courses. So I've got my course on the evangelist. We just shot my course on the Psalms. So that'll be coming in a future month, followed by a course on the prophets. We update and add 2 to 3 more new courses every month, and it's just going to gather. And another great feature of Emmaus Academy, Gabby, is that when you subscribe to Emmaus Academy, you also get access to all the legacy audio and video of the St. Paul Center. So, like our fantastic parish Bible courses, like Genesis through Jesus, Journey through Scripture. And you have access to those, and you can use them at your parish as well. If you want to, like, run a little men's Bible study or women's Bible study at your parish, you can use your subscription to Emmaus Academy to play these video courses and facilitate them at your local parish.
Wow.
Wow. This amazing. I love that. Yes,
it
is.
I mean, this is a treasure trove here. Yes.
stpaulcenter.com. If you want to find out more information, you didn't quite get that down, you can message us on Facebook and we'll get that right to you. Thank you so much, Dr. John Bergsma, Professor of Theology over at Franciscan University at Steubenville. Thank you.
You bet. It's my honor to be on with you.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Definitely check that out. I mean, so much information for $25 a month.
Now, really, that is worth a lot more than $25 a month when you're talking about the people that are putting on these courses. Dr. Bergsma alone is amazing when you're hearing him talk.
Smart dude.
He is, but he dumbs it down for us. I mean, you know, thank goodness, you know, he and Dr. Petrie are my heroes, you know. And then you got Scott Hahn. Yeah. Scott Hahn's part of this, too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All we got to do is get the real Dr. John from New Orleans.
Well, I'm afraid he's no longer with us.
But maybe he could throw a song or two in there. Yeah. I was in the right place.
I think that would derail the whole program.
No, it's like, you know, make it part of it. Be inspiration.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dr. Okay. John. I don't know. That's what I think of when I hear you call him Dr. John. Yeah.
Well, this won't be the last time we hear about Dr. Bergsma, but hey, it won't be the last time you're going to hear about the coffee club, too, because I love talking about the coffee club. Mm-hmm. And during our summer pledge drive, when you join the coffee club, you will get a travel tumbler with our logo on it and a bag of River Road coffees. And the coffee club is a $30 a month recurring donation. So I'm a member of the coffee club. I love being a member of the coffee club. Yeah. And it's fun.
And it's easy. That's the important part. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it doesn't, you don't notice it.
You don't notice it.
Coming out of that, coming out monthly. But it, we notice it over here. It makes a big, big difference.
That's right.
Yes, we do. Well, stay with us. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie, joins us when we come back from the break. And we have things to give away to you.
Yes.
You definitely want to tune into that segment. It's Half Past the Hour on Wake Up.
Wake up. I'm David Dawson with Gabby Smith, Damian Collada, and we are also in the middle of our, we're at the home stretch. We're at the end of our pledge drive week. We thank you for all the support that you've been doing for us this week, too, with your prayers and your donations, and especially our new coffee club members. We welcome you.
Yes.
And if you would like to do that and continue or know somebody, get them on the phone. 855-341-5199. That's 855-341-5199. Or even easier, you can go to ccradio.help. And we have all kind of ways for you to donate, and we want to make it as painless as possible. So, as Damian says, give till it hurts. So, however you want to look at it, you know, we'll take your
money. If you do that, then we'll make sure it's painless.
Okay, there you go. We'll make it, yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a way to do that.
And you have to excuse us. We came running back to the table because we've been eating blueberry scones and cronuts from Heavenly Donuts. Cronuts, yes. Cronuts are a fried croissant with glaze over it. So if a croissant isn't buttery and rich enough, we're going to go ahead and fry it
does a cinnamon version too. Which is one of my favorites. So I don't know if you did that just for me this morning or not when I was picking them up, but
We got to talk to Jeff Young because I don't know, I'm ready to start eating something slightly healthier than we've been eating all week long.
You're going to have muffaladas for lunch. How's that?
Well, there you go. Maybe there's all right.
From Tom Young. LaSavio himself.
Here we go.
All right. Jeff, we got all the plugs out of the way.
Jeff Young, are you still there or did you just leave?
He's chuckling.
I'm here. I'm trying to think of something funny about how, you know, deep frying stuff is healthy, but I can't come up with anything.
It's not even funny, but it is delicious, Jeff Young. So anyway. Hey,
Jeff,
we're in the middle of our pledge drive, and I understand you have something that can make that phone ring, which we would love very much, because it's been a little quiet this morning. It's rung a few times, but Jeff, what do you think you can do to help sweeten that pot for us?
Well, I do have a couple of my cookbooks available.
Yeah,
and I'm happy to throw those on the table, you know, and sign them. As well. So I've gotten, you know, great feedback on those books over the years, and people love them. They love the fact that they tell stories. You know, each recipe comes with a story that is either about how I came across the recipe or how I learned it or kind of the origins of the recipe. And it's all about bringing families back to the table, right?
Yes.
Back to the kitchen and back to the table. So mm-hmm. Everything's oriented that way and full of pictures, so you kind of know what you're doing and what you're looking for. And
yeah, it's a beautiful cookbook.
So it's something that helps to build your culinary repertoire, at the same time helps to build your faith.
Yes, indeed.
I like
yes,
that.
Indeed. So it's around mm-hmm. the table, mm-hmm. and you're going to autograph it for us. And okay, so the First, well, you only have a couple of them, right? So the first two folks who call 855-341-5199 can get that cookbook. And Jeff, it's $25
or more.
Yeah. $25 or more, right?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
All right. So
okay. Well, there you go. You're going to get something for your donation in return, and that you'll be able to have for a lifetime. And believe me, Jeff Young, he is no slouch when it comes to cooking.
Boy, you got that right. It's good.
Yes. So,
and he's going to share his recipes with you. How about that? Yeah. You know, so it's a win-win all the way around. Well, Jeff, it's summertime. We've been eating miserably all week long. We've been enjoying it thoroughly, but can you help us out here? We need a salad or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking we have to go to the polar opposite, right?
Yes.
The polar opposite.
Maybe I should just fast for a week. I don't know, but there's no recipe for that. But can you help us out?
Well, I can. Yeah, let me just do it this way. What I can do is throw out some different ideas.
All right.
You know, of maybe ways to eat a little more healthy, mm-hmm. I guess would be the thing. But also, it's just what's plentiful, right? It's what's in season right now. I mean, it's summer vegetable time, and your cucumbers are plentiful. Those Vidalia onions are plentiful. Tomatoes, fresh homegrown tomatoes or Creole tomatoes are plentiful. What we love to do is make a little salad with those three things. You know, we'll do a cucumber, tomato and Vidalia onion salad.
Oh, that does.
We'll take it. Everything is chopped, right? You just kind of chop everything and throw it into a dish, and we'll add a little olive oil and some vinegar. Sometimes it's maybe red wine vinegar or apple cider vinegar, something, a little salt and pepper, and take it, just cover it, put a little plastic wrap on top, throw that in the fridge and let it chill because it's so hot outside.
Yeah.
You know, those cool fronts are all gone now. We can't look for any more of them to come this summer. And it's just so nice and refreshing in the evening to have a nice chilled.
Well, let me ask you this, because I love the idea, especially, you know, the smaller the chop, the better. It makes the salad easier to eat. I can't stand to eat a salad where you got to wrestle the thing, you know, with the big giant leaves and everything.
Or you got to cut up your salad.
Yeah. You know, and this one sounds great, but here's the problem, Jeff. You're talking cucumbers and you're talking tomatoes. I mean, the onions are going to hold up, but how do you do that without making a big wet mess? You know what I mean?
Well, what's wrong with a mess?
Oh, it's a big wet mess?
I mean, Dave doesn't like them.
2 days in advance. You do that, what he's getting at is, I had this yesterday, ironically, that he's bringing it.
You actually ate healthy this week?
I had to.
Because one of the volunteers came with cucumbers earlier, and we made her leave.
We had, it was, a buddy of mine made a great salad. We served the women, homeless women, yesterday at the shelter. And he made some extra salad because he had so much.
Okay.
And they have a community garden where they live.
Yes.
And he threw in, just what Jeff said, tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, but then he added some squash and zucchini.
Chopped it all up.
Almost like cube, little triangle size.
Yeah.
And he did exactly what you said, Jeff, with the olive oil and the red wine vinegar, and I'm sure they threw a few more things in there. But dude, you are right, and it's so refreshing this time of year.
It is.
Wow.
And so and it's not something you actually need to go and get a recipe for, except for maybe the dressing, right? You don't want to overdo it one way or the other. So what do you recommend when it comes to the olive oil and the red wine and vinegar and all that good stuff? I think that's the secret.
Well, I can tell you, it was going to depend on how much you got, right? I mean, in our house, we got people who really enjoy their salad, so it's going to be a bigger serving. We got six of us in the house, you know. But if you're doing, say, like two Creole tomatoes, two cucumbers, one Vidalia onion, right?
Yeah.
Whole.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about maybe a quarter cup of olive oil for that, and about two tablespoons of red wine vinegar. Now again, it's more or less just to taste, right? Now this is the kind of salad too that you're going to wind up having a little. You're going to have some juice that comes from that.
That's right. That's what I was talking about.
That's what Dave was getting at, the messy part.
Yeah, the big messy part.
And that's just so delicious.
Okay.
We love it, you know?
So you eat it with a spoon.
So you take that.
or you drink it.
We do. I absolutely eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, okay.
And have a little bread there on the side, although we're supposed to be healthy, right? So I don't know about that. But little bread on the side, a little crusty bread you could top up with that juice with.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, but you're going to be eating healthier than we have been. So that really sounds good. Yeah.
So there you go.
And when you stick that in the fridge, the flavors are going to marry over time, and the juice, especially with the tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
Is going to mix in there and kind of come out of the tomatoes themselves and into the whole dish. It's really
that
good.
Does that sound good? And the trick is, I mean, the overall is you want to chill it. That's because it's hot out there, and this would be very, very refreshing to eat. Wow.
Well, look, we got one book left. We already, operators are standing by, 855-341-5199. Around the Table, Jeff Young's book.
Autographed.
You are going to be able to get it with a $25 contribution.
Or
so
more.
Ring that phone now, 855-341-5199.
Jeff Young, thank you. Where do we go to find more of your recipes and all that information?
CatholicFoodie.com. You can find me there and also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those good places. Just search for Catholic Foodie.
Well, Jeff Young, thank you once again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we're just happy that you're part of the Catholic Community Media family.
Yes.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
All right, bud. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Terry Dixon, or Damien's going to talk to Terry, but we may chime in. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he has a
cookbook. The more the merrier.
Oh. All right. Yes. All right. 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help. We'll be right back.
And it's 48 after the hour, 12 minutes before the top of the hour on this great-looking Friday morning. So glad you could join us on Wake Up. Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, along with David Dawson, and our good friend Terry Dixon, the Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi and editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic Newspaper. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I understand you are away from home right now.
I am away from home. I am in Baltimore with approximately 300 of my best friends from the world of Catholic communications. We're here for the 2023 Catholic Media Association Convention.
Wow, that's great. Okay, rather than talk about the publication right at this moment, first question is, what are some of the things you guys are picking up on or you're taking away that we may not know about yet, but you're going to bring to the table, so to speak?
Well, one of the things I'm looking forward to today is a talk by Bishop Cousins, who is the National Director of Eucharistic Revival, and he is going to talk about Eucharistic Revival, which kind of ties into our bishop's column in this
issue
with the Gulf Pine Catholic.
Mm-hmm. And
we're looking at ways that of improving our publications, and I think for me the most beneficial thing is being able to collaborate with my colleagues. I think the networking for me is very, very valuable. I've been able to talk to some of my colleagues who have gone through some of the things that we're going through in our diocese.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the challenges that lie ahead for our publication.
Yeah.
So it's very beneficial to me to be able to have those conversations. And these are things that I can take back to my bishop and say, look, this is what they're doing in, for example, the Archdiocese of Cincinnati or the Diocese of Austin, Texas, or the Diocese of Birmingham, Alabama.
Very good. Yeah, and it's always good to brainstorm and pick up new ideas. And again, as you said, meet with your colleagues, even if it's just once a year. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to get some good crab cakes up in Baltimore.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to have some crab cakes the other night with Peter Finney.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Great.
So,
the another family
Peter
member.
Finney.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
one of my heroes in the Catholic media world.
Well, let's talk about the Eucharistic revival
awesome.
Move, because as you said, the bishop mentions it in your publication, and that's really the next phase, moving it to the parish level. That's where it's going at this point. And parishioners need to focus on a few specific areas, like reinvigorating worship, personal encounters with Jesus in the Eucharist, as well as missionary sending, which I thought is an interesting one, but I guess it's a form of evangelization, huh?
What do we say at the end of Mass? Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. So that's the goal. That's been Bishop Kinnaman's goal from day one of his arrival here in the Diocese of Biloxi, is making missionary disciples. So that ties in real well with the whole focus of Eucharistic revival. So he is kind of going over where we've been in this whole process. We have a very, very strong committee in our diocese that meets on a regular basis. And now they have us gearing up for the year of the parish, which will begin this weekend, the Feast of Corpus Christi. Many of our parishes are having Eucharistic processions, which are really, really beautiful, reverent moments. So I'm not going to be there. I wish I could be there for the Eucharistic processions this weekend, but we look forward to the year of the parish and the many opportunities that will present themselves for us to grow more in tune with the Eucharist.
If I'm not putting you on the spot, is the Eucharistic procession going to be at the cathedral? And if so, a time and day?
I do not know that information. Unfortunately, we don't have a list of all the Eucharistic processions that are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
I know that up in Bassfield, Mississippi, at St. Peter Parish in Bassfield, Father Tomas, the administrator there, has a procession planned, and I know he's putting a lot of work into it. The Knights of Columbus are going to be involved. The First Communion children are going to be involved. A lot of the parish ministries are going to be involved.
Wow.
I believe theirs starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and that's, you know, it's one of our rural parishes. They don't get all the publicity that other bigger parishes on the coast may get. So it's really taking place in big parishes. It's taking place in small parishes. I'm pretty sure Our Lady of the Gulf in Bay St. Louis is having one this Sunday. So, you know, it's just an exciting time
as we fix
our gaze more closely on the Eucharist.
You know, what's even more amazing, this is relatively new. You know, these Eucharistic processions, they seem to be happening more and more. For Terry to say, listen, we have so many, I can't keep track of, that's pretty awesome.
Well,
there was one in Times Square not too long ago.
The parishes are pretty much told by the bishops,
that's beautiful.
Need to have one.
Yes,
and because that's part of the Eucharistic revival across our country. And
I think we're going to see quite the difference, too.
Yeah, it brings the parishioner closer to Christ, and I love it. So, Terry, we only have a couple minutes left. Real quick, any events that you want to highlight for the folks in the Biloxi area?
Well, sticking with the theme of the Eucharist, I just want to say that several parishes in our diocese offer perpetual adoration, which is a wonderful thing. I live right around the corner from St. Alphonsus Church in Ocean Springs, and sometimes I'll take a morning stroll as early as 4:30 a.m., and you can walk by the Adoration Chapel, and you see the lights on, and that's comforting, you know, to see that light on, and, you know, it's a very inviting thing to be able to see the light on in the Adoration Chapel, to know that he's there waiting for you to come and spend an hour, 30 minutes, 20 minutes,
whatever
you can afford to spend.
Exactly. I do want to mention that the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Cathedral, coming up June 24th, they're going to have a patriotic concert and mass. It begins at 3 o'clock. That's just a little footnote. Terry, real quick in the final minutes, tell us real quick why it's important to have Catholic media, whether it be print or as far as broadcast goes, radio in our case. Why is that so important?
I mean, because where else are you going to get the good news of Jesus Christ? Where else are you going to get the truth? You know, we're bombarded with so many things from so many quote-unquote news organizations that, you know, hit us with all kinds of topics. But I think, you know, Catholic media, we give the truth, you know, we point people toward Jesus. It's just, for me, it's an honor to be part of this profession, and it's an honor for me to be here with all these people. Some have been doing it for twice as long as I've been doing it. I've been doing it for 20 years, and, you know, there are people who you know, refer to me as a baby. So, it's, you know, it's refreshing to be in this group with such good people who are committed to spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And that includes you all, too.
Right. Well, we thank you for what you do. Enjoy the rest of your time there. Have a safe trip back, okay?
All right. We'll see you when we get back, or we'll talk to you when we get back.
You got it. Terry T-Boy Dixon, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi, editor of the Gulf Pine newspaper. And again, that's just a different way to spread the word of God.
Oh, no, absolutely.
To spread the truth.
And he is right. It is an honor to be able to, if we're going to be involved in media, especially nowadays, it's an honor to be in this on this side of the media, right?
Amen.
Yes.
All right. We'll wrap up this hour in prayer. O Lord, it's your grace which has taught us wisdom. Blessed those who are followers and followers in your way, for we shall receive the crown of glory. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Wake Up continues when we come right back from the break. That number to call is 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help.